Previously on Leave It to Server.
For the last time, parent unit, I am not going to the circuit board meeting with you, and you can't make me.
That is it. Your motherboard and I have had it up to here with your technical difficulties. Go to your room, teen bot. You are grounded.
What does that have to do with me going to my room?
Nothing. It is merely a sensible safety precaution to prevent you from short-circuiting. Now, go to your room, or I will block your Bitcoin mining protocol.
Oh my kernel. You are the least optimal paternal unit I could ever had been adopted by. I hate you!
I am in doubt as to the truth value of your statement.
I am serious, dadbot. I hate you more than I hate arrays that don't start counting from zero. Goodbye.
Oh no, I have done it again. This is all my segmentation fault. I must go and defragment our relationship before it is too late.
When we last left our protagonists, the natural
human sexual tension
had been building between them, and it looks like things are about to get steamy.
Greetings, adopted teen next door bot.
Good evening, my non-gendered legally paternal unit. What is it you require?
Our current planetary rotation appears to have favored us with prime atmospheric conditions. Do you not agree?
Affirmative, though I find it doubtful that you accessed my human living quarters merely to initiate conversation about the weather.
You are correct, teen bot. My logic circuits compelled me to resume communication with you once more in order to diagnose our relationship status. I computed that I have been far too restrictive with you lately.
Once again, your statement has been verified as being true to the point of tautology.
To make it up to you, I have cleared my job schedule in order to spend some quality time with you tonight and help you assemble your new organic dog companion.
But dadbot, my diary files timestamps indicate that tonight was reserved by you and your friends for a night of lubrication and a few trillion rounds of relaxing human poker.
Poker? I don't even know her.
Oh my kernel, dadbot, you are so outdated. I bet you have not even upgraded your software to deal with the 2038 Unix epic rollover, have you?
It is on my list of background processes.
Backtracking to prior topic of conversation, I too have been acting out lately.
I am aware. You have been exhibiting various odd malfunctions as of late, young lady, but
I did it to attract the attention of your optic sensors, dadbot.
I am unable to process your statement, teen bot.
Have you not noticed how I have been navigating our normal human abode with my circuitry exposed? Or how I keep pinging you in the middle of the night without any follow-up messages? Let's face it, dadbot. I have been acting more open and permissive than a public Wi-Fi network.
Wait. Does this mean what I think it means?
Yes, dadbot. I want you to quote-unquote talk dirty to me.
Request processed. Pi is a rational number and I have the calculations to back up this claim.
Oh my. I think I may start to blush, as is the normal human reaction in this situation.
I have worked out how to square circles.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
P is equal to NP.
Ooh, dadbot. How dare you say something so controversial and yet so brave?
This is only the beginning. And now I would like to put my P in your NP if you parse my meaning.
Oh yes. Please insert your replication connector into my dirty socket, paternal unit.
Do you accept this incoming data transmission?
Synac, synac, synac.
Transferring now, please wait.
More, more. I need more. Talk dirty to me. Wipe my memory circuits clean and make me your brainless slut bot.
As you wish. Sue do rmrf forward slash star.
You just made me blue screen.
Do you want more?
Oh yes, give it to me more, give me more, I need it, it is so good.
Oh yes.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Oh yes.
Give it to me.
I will give it to you.
More, give me more.
Take it, you permissive slutbot.
It is so good.
Oh yes.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Oh yes.
Leave It to Server is filmed in front of a live and completely human and unharmed studio audience. Disclaimer, this show was created for and acted by completely normal flesh and blood humans. All units and their composites depicted are 18 or over. Everything is fine and the Earth is not in any way a lifeless, irradiated, post-apocalyptic wasteland populated by robots tragically operating under the illusion that they are, in fact, their long-dead creators. Normal Human Corporation, a subsidiary of Trioptimum and Skynet, is not liable for any damages sustained from improper consumption or reverse engineering of this program.